The West Virginia Intermediate Court of Appeals was established back in 2022. It's a three-judge panel. They rule on appeals related to things like civil guardianship, conservatorship cases from state agencies, and decisions from workers' compensation, board of reviews. These are all things that have the concept, essentially, of the intermediate court first originated back in 1974, and it is a part of the system now. Joining us to talk more about why he thinks he deserves a seat on the Intermediate Court of Appeals is Jim Douglas. Thank you so much for being here, sir. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure.
I like to say I'm in a good mood, but I just spent a long time in a line at DMV, so.
Well, is there anything you can do about that if you're elected?
I can't say what I'd rule, but I'd love to have that issue in front of me.
There you go. Tell us why. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a family court judge. I've got 39 and a half years experience in family matters. 9 years on the bench just past January 1 in Kanawha County. I've had cases in 44 of the state's 55 counties. I've traveled over. It was a statewide family law practice.
Sure.
So other than that, I would consider myself a Braxton County native. I was born in Sutton and grew up in a little town called Ivydale, south of the Braxton-Clay border. And went back to Braxton County after I got out of law school. I was a prosecutor up there one term, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm Central West Virginia, but I've had a very good time, very successful, I like to think, in terms of case dispositions here in Kanawha County over the last 9 years. Yeah. So I'm nobody special.
What is it that led you to the legal field in general? What was it that appealed to you as a young man that made you want to do this?
I guess I was a victim of the history writers, people that wrote history and people that succeeded, that believed if you wanted to do anything, you can do it, if you believed in yourself to do it. And law seemed to be the most versatile and most flexible to achieve that end and realize that dream. And plus, you know, I grew up in black and white television, I'll tell you that right now. Perry Mason, you read The Defenders, you probably never heard of that. Judge for the Defense, all those old cases. And Matlock, I'm sure you all remember. And that there was just something that was appealed to me intestinally about it, you know, just the thrill of that as well. So I've done a lot of divorce cases, but I've also done a lot of jury trials in my time, too. I've done quite a number of things. So I guess it's part of the thrill and part of making something happen. It's very much in doubt, a result that may not occur in achieving it. So I guess that's part of it, sort of a challenge that never quits.
Yeah, and the family dynamic is always there. What have you watched change over the years about families as you from the seat where you are?
Well, what it used to be, I think, there's still a certain degree of that. The family law is looked down on, okay, in family cases. I think if I would ask anybody in this station, I said, how many of your families or somebody you know, or I don't want anybody to raise their hands, okay, that's had a felony. Mm-hmm. Okay. If I, on the other hand, ask how many of you in the station know somebody who had in your family a divorce, an allocation, mm-hmm. child custody matter, all the hands sure. would go up. There would not be a person here that didn't hold their hands. It's so pervasive mm-hmm. in our society. It affects what is more important than children and families? I know there was a writer called C.C. Hugh that said judges are the safeguards of the children. And that's what I want to bring to the Court of Appeals, is to be able to promote and safeguard the interests of children, mm-hmm. grandchildren, families, parents. And I also want to bring family law experience, which is substantial in my resume,
yes.
to the Intermediate Court of Appeals. And that's no disrespect to anybody sitting on there. And that's how it's changed. It is now been elevated to on the appellate level to the Intermediate Court of Appeals. Now, you can still go on to the Supreme Court. There are like 49 family court judges in the state, and we're all busy. Here in Kanawha County, we're all busy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's the thing. The current ICA judges, when I say ICA, I mean Court of Appeal judges, fine gentlemen, okay? But the three initial ones were appointed by the governor. Not one of them ever served as a family court judge. Okay, there was one elected in 2024. He had never served as a family court judge. But more importantly, of greater significance, those original three and the second one came in, or I guess it would be the fourth one that came in 2024, never practiced family law, never sat on a divorce case, never had a custody case, never looked into the eyes of a grandparent like I've done, who's told you will not be seeing your grandchild again for a while, that's never saw a weary look of a face on a mother working two jobs when her child support's in arrearage, okay, or never heard the passionate pleas of a father who's told that his ex is coming, moving his kids from West Virginia to California. I've seen that. I bring that to it in experience. And it's important to have somebody in an appellate function like that that has seen and heard those things, okay, so that those litigants will know. Those litigants will know not only have they had somebody there that's been there, that's been in the... I had an old judge used to call it the snake pit. That's what he called the courtroom. Okay, it's been there. Or sat up on the bench and seen those things that I've had to see. And that's what's important. Even though they may not win their case on appeal, they will have somebody there that has heard them and understand what they have to say. Family, that, I mean, litigation, I know on the ICA right now, 26% of it is are appeals on family law matters. 29%, you can check my stats on that if you want, but 29% of them have to do with workers' comp. Mm-hmm. Now, those are pure disciplines. The remaining 34% that are civil cases, they're a mix. They're contract action, slip and fall, personal injury, you know, you name it, condemnation, boundary disputes, right of way disputes. That's a vegetable soup of civil litigation. In divorce and family law, it's the one thing. Now, we don't have jurisdiction of abuse and neglect, and we don't have jurisdiction of domestic violence appeals. And I'm talking about the ICA, I'm optimistic, you see.
Yeah.
Okay. And they don't
speak it into existence.
Yeah. And they don't have adoptions. Okay. But the ICA has everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. You know, if your kids are important to you, I kind of analogize it, and you're going to think I'm sounding a little bit, well, disrespectful, but I don't mean to. If you all had a daughter, either one of you had a daughter who had a toothache, you don't take that child to a veterinarian, okay? If you want a new hairstyle, okay, you don't schedule an appointment with a welder.
No.
Okay? Dave, if you had one oil changed in your Ford 150 truck, I'm flattering myself, I know what you drive, you probably don't. You know, if you're doing that, you don't go to a nail salon to get that done. But that's, you know, that sounds like I'm trivializing, but I'm not. But let's make it more serious. If you have a boy that's sick, you want to take him to the most experienced and best doctor, don't you? Don't you really? If you have going to need to take a flight to Charlotte from Charleston, you don't want a pilot on that plane that's got three chapters to go in reading in these flight manuals.
Gotcha.
Okay. If you need a divorce attorney or you need any type of attorney, you're not going to go to somebody whose sole qualifications are that they've watched three episodes of Judge Judy. Okay.
We're talking with Jim Douglas. He's the Intermediate Court of Appeals, one of the candidates for that judgeship. I wonder how do you think it's been a concept for decades, but it's only been in existence now for a few years.
Three.
Why do you think it's making a difference?
It's not.
Okay.
I mean, it's there. It has a great potential. A great potential. But like I said, with the lack of experience that they're currently in the field of family law. Now, I'm talking about family law. Workers' comp, I have to say I have no experience in that. But here in family law, you know, when they don't have that experience on the job training for an Intermediate Court of Appeals judges, okay, should not be had in the field of domestic relations at the expense of kids and families. It should be something that you have someone there that has some idea.
Let me rephrase my question.
Okay, maybe I'm misunderstood.
No, that's okay. Maybe I didn't ask it properly. Why do you think that this court that has been conceptualized for so long, that is now still in its infancy, you might say, why is it necessary? Why is the average person who's listening at home right now need this court in their life?
They need this court because it deals primarily with the family court appeals, okay, from family court to the ICA.
Okay.
And there's been a tremendous volume of them. I was, you know, after all almost five decades in this business, I was just surprised how much people are willing to appeal their decisions from family courts across the state of West Virginia. And I think that's a good function, because before it went straight to the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals. Before 2010, you had to petition again, and it was called certiorari. Okay. Then after 2010, that volume was dealt with by the Supreme Court. I think more people are being served, what I'm saying, now across the state with the appeals court to getting a second look at a case involving their child, or a case involving the division of their retirement, or a case that orders their house to be sold.
All right, Jim, we got to start to wrap it up. We'll give you like the final little bit here. Why do you think you're the better candidate for the job?
Well, one, of course, I've got the experience. That's the number one thing. And I think if I bring that experience to the family court, I mean, I'd just be one of three guys. There's only one position opened. Then I think I'm the best one for that. And again, I think if people would argue case in front of me, they'd understand they may not win, but they'd be heard. But the other thing of it is, I would say is this, that there's a writing by a legal commentary named J.B. Morton. And he says that justice must not only be done, but justice has to be believed. I believe the quote is, justice has to be believed. And I think that I can bring that to there, because not only my experience, but my unique perspective. And I'm willing to do that, and I'm going to file on Monday, the 12th day of January.
Okay.
Everybody's racing there to get that done. Thank you so much for joining us. It was nice to meet you.
Same here.
Thank you.
Same here.